This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
And good morning and welcome to another Firewise program from Fire and Emergency New Zealand. And looks like the weather's starting to pick up. Yeah, let's hope it is. With summer just around the corner, of course, it's that time to start cleaning up and clear those areas around your home, your sheds and other buildings, and in particular in the rural areas. Clear away that long vegetation and the accumulated rubbish that is close to buildings. We recommend a minimum of 10 metres be kept clear. Now, the foliage is drying out, yes, and we've seen that already. We've had fires down south, even though it looks like they've had the worst or some bad weather down there. It is drying out rapidly. We have fires in the rural sector. And even though we may get a bit of rain and dampness here, it doesn't take long for the breezes to dry the ground out. It's therefore important that you check the website www.checkitsallright.nz or ring 0800 658 628 to establish the current fire season status. Now, the fire season status could change within a very short period, so you need to keep a monitor on that and make sure that you do check up what is required, because very soon if they start to put restrictions in place, you're going to need permits for all sorts of things. So remember that also that all the fire permits are now handled by Fire and Emergency New Zealand. That's both urban and rural. So if you are planning on doing some burning of rubbish, you need to get in touch with us. Now, in rural communities, to help the emergency services, of course, to locate your property easily, make sure your rural property identification number can be clearly seen. Now, access to rural and urban properties is sometimes difficult for the emergency service vehicles. We need to have, for fire engines, a driveway access minimum clear area of 4 metres wide and 4 metres in height. Now, the distances are for entry to and around buildings, so we should be able to get to within 20 metres of the entrance to houses, sheds and commercial buildings. Now, that also applies for the urban area as well. So, as part of your clean-up, have a look at the access to your property. The rapid rural number is clearly visible, especially if it's down a right-of-way or a long driveway. Overhanging trees and narrow access could restrict access for firefighting operations and other emergency vehicles, and the low height can cause damage to responding appliances and vehicles. So it's important that you keep those spaces clean, clear, and available at all times, because you never know when the unfortunate is going to occur. Now, of course, as rural lifestyle properties are often some distance from fire stations, have a consideration of installing a home sprinkler system for your home in particular, and if not already in place, a good firefighting water supply not more than 90 metres from the house. Now, a home sprinkler system, properly designed and installed, can provide some control of a fire situation, and in conjunction with smoke alarms, an early warning to the occupants. Now, direction to rural property water supplies, we need a minimum of 45,000 litres of water just for a house, should be clearly indicated with easy access, and have a good hard surface for fire appliance standing of not less than 4.5 metres wide and 11 metres long, within 6 metres of the water supply. So if you've got standing tanks, we need to be able to get within 6 metres of them. If you've got a pond or a lake or a stream or a swimming pool, we need to be able to get within 6 metres of those. And of course, if you have any inquiries, contact us on 0800 73 4466 for more advice, and we'll do what we can to assist you. Now, with summer also comes the time for looming holiday periods and the influx of friends and family to stay or visit for a shorter or longer time. Now is, of course, a good time to start planning for this, and there is still the Labour weekend coming up very soon. Now, smoke alarms are installed and working properly, of course. Did you remember to check your smoke alarm when you changed your clocks on the 30th of September? Make sure your evacuation plan is in place and it's practiced. What evacuation plan? You haven't got one yet? Come on, we've been telling you and asking you to get these in place for quite some time. So if you haven't got it in place now, today's a good time to start thinking about getting that into place. Now, remember also, smoke alarms only have a 10-year life. And if yours are due for replacement, replace them with photoelectric smoke alarms with a 10-year battery. They are recommended as they're less prone to false activations. Now, of course, caravans and the like for outbuildings are a means of sleeping for visitors and family, or for your family to take that holiday break you promised last year. And, of course, you may have that batch or your holiday home. Excuse me, check the smoke alarm has new batteries if it's a battery type and within the date range, of course. So by checking the date range, you know whether you need to replace it or not. And if you replace it with one of the 10-year life smoke alarms. And make sure that you've got one for the tent, the batch, the boat, caravan as well. Now, if you got them in those places, check the Velcro attachments are still okay. And, yeah, of course, that's one of the effective ways to secure a smoke alarm in the caravan or the tent. So it allows you quick release if you want to while you're doing cooking and to stick it back up. Of course, you need to remember to update your escape plan for your holiday building as well. Now, I'm just going to listen to a piece of music now from Johnny Cash, and this is from his the Essential Johnny Cash album, and it's called I Walk the Line.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And there was Johnny Cash, and I Walked the Line, one of the films that he has also. And we'll come back to Johnny Cash again shortly with another tune for your listening. Now, landlords, fire safety checklists, yep, you need to look at them as well. And as a landlord, you do have obligations to ensure you're maintaining your property to a suitable standard, and that includes ensuring that it is fire safe for your tenants. And a quick and easy checklist that you can do to spot any risks, excuse me, or hazards that might cause a fire or reduce fire safety in your rental properties. Smoke alarms. Right, you're legally required to provide adequate smoke alarms in your rental properties. You need to make sure there is at least one long life photoelectric smoke alarm in each bedroom or within 3 metres of each bedroom door. You need to make sure there is at least one long life photoelectric smoke alarm on each level of the house, and that there is at least one long life photoelectric smoke alarm in any caravans or sleepouts. Now, for more information about your smoke alarm obligations, visit the Tenancy New Zealand website. It's tenancy.nz. Now, tenants, you have responsibilities as well, renting a home and wanting to make sure that it is safe. There is a quick checklist for you. You can use it to spot any risks or hazards that might be able to cause a fire. Now, walk through each part of your house and check it off each point as you go. In the kitchen, the stove top's clean and free of any spilled fats or burnt foods. The range hood filters have been cleaned regularly. Once a month's a good practice. Now, there's a fire extinguisher near the kitchen. Excuse me, and you know how to use it. So before we go on further, we'll have another listen to another tune here from Johnny Cash, and this is called There You Go.
You're gonna break another heart, you're gonna tell another lie. Well, here I am and there you go, you're gone again. I know you're gonna be the way you've always been. Breaking hearts and telling lies is all you know. Another guy gives you the eye, and there you go, there you go, you're gone again. I should have known I couldn't win. There you go, you're by his side. You're gonna break another heart, you're gonna tell another lie. And for a while I'm all aglow. Then your fickle heart sees someone else. There you go, there you go, you're gone again. I should have known I couldn't win. There you go, you're by his side. You're gonna break another heart, you're gonna tell another lie.
Yeah. And there you go. Yes, we've just covered the areas in the tenant's place called the kitchen. And there you go. Those are the sort of things you can look at for your kitchen. Now, in your living room and that sort of places, yes, we do need some more living rooms and bedrooms. Let's go continue through the house for the tenant to check up. Now, smoke alarms, make sure they're working properly. And they've been tested monthly. Yes, it's the tenant's responsibility to make sure that those smoke alarms are tested. And if they have batteries, they are replaced regularly. Yes, that's your role as well. And if the smoke alarm does stop working, you must tell your landlord. Now, any fireplace, make sure they've got a screen with a proper fire guard. And even around those in freestanding fireplaces, they could be a potential hazard to young children and elderly. So make sure you've got a good fire screen around. Make sure your chimney's been checked and or swept in the last year. Now, PowerPoints or multi-boards, just have a look at those. Make sure they're not overloaded with high wattage appliances like heaters and that type of thing. You know, most of the multi-boxes only have a loading of about 10-amp load, and some of the appliances we put on there are greater than that. Just for example, a single one-bar heater is 10 amps, so immediately you plug that in, you've loaded up the multi-box to where it should be, and you shouldn't have anything else in there. And they're not an ideal thing to put those type of appliances into the multi-boxes because they're not designed for the heavy loading current. Now, matches and lighters or other fire-starting tools, make sure they're stored way out of the reach of children, preferably in a locked cupboard. Make sure the lights that you're using are fitted with correct bulb size and rating in watts. Now, some of our lampshades have restrictions on them as to the sizes that they should be, the light bulb should be. So just be aware of that and check it out. Electric blankets, make sure they're in good condition and they're not more than 5 years old. You know, we do tests on these usually in every April of every year before winter, and we're finding that a third of the electric blankets that we test are failing. So it's important that you get them checked. So April next year, look out, listen out for it, read out, look out for it in the other media. And, of course, make sure that the cords that come up to the controllers are not being pulled or stood on and they're not damaged in any way. Also, make sure that there's a torch near every bed just in case of emergencies. Now in the laundry, make sure there's no lint build-up in the clothes dryer filter. Now, you should check it after every use, and that's what most of the manufacturers do require, clear the lint. Now, make sure the clothes dryer has been checked recently by a professional to ensure there's no build-up in the back. Don't open up the dryer yourself, as that will breach any warranty. So have a look at those sort of things and make sure that you can do what you can do. Now, there's plenty of ventilation and airspace around your clothes dryer. That's essential, so that the air can freely move around. Now, if any of those points don't apply to you, if, for example, if you don't have a fireplace, just give it a tick. You know, it's one of those tick box exercises. If it's got something wrong with it and you need to get it further checked, put a cross in the box. Now, that checklist basically for people who rent a house or an apartment in the city or suburbs and also in the rural areas. Yeah. We do have the rentals out in the rural areas as well. Now, let's have a look at what sort of fires we've had in the last month. Well, between the 26th of August and the 25th of September 2019, in the Manawatu, Whanganui and Hawke's Bay areas, we had 47 structure fires. So that's just about equivalent of, it's just over one a day. Now, of these, 35 were house fires. 5 were in apartments and flats. 5 were in hotel, motel, boarding house type situations. 12 of them were the result of unattended cooking. Yes, that's at the top of the list again. We had chimney fires recording 7 fires. We had six where heating was too close to combustibles. We had three electrical installation problems. Now, smoke alarms alerted occupants only to 25 occasions. That's only about half the total of fires. Not a great result, really, when you think about it. And, you know, we need to seriously look at putting and making sure that these smoke alarms, working smoke alarms, are in every home. So, you know, with 47 fires, we should have had 47 alerts by smoke alarms. So something's going wrong somewhere. If you need some support or assistance, call us on 0800 4466, etc. And I'll give you the proper number shortly again. Now, also, just to remind you, that did you know that one in four house fires start in the kitchen? Making your kitchen fire safe is a really important part of having a fire safe home. So some of the simple things you can do to reduce the risk of fire starting in your kitchen. Well, when you're cooking, of course, don't drink and fry. Alcohol is involved in nearly half of all fatal fires. So instead of cooking up when you're having had a few drinks, pre-prepare a meal, get takeaways, or use the microwave. Never attempt to drink alcohol or take medication that makes you sleepy when you're cooking. That's the whole message. So don't drink and fry. Don't have drugs and fry. So also don't leave the room while you're cooking. If you have to leave the room, always turn off the stove first. Unattended cooking is the leading cause of house fires in New Zealand. And you can see that from our facts. Again, we had 12 out of 47 fires caused by unattended cooking. Of course, you need to keep curtains, tea towels, oven mitts, and any flammable materials well away from the cooking area while you are cooking. And of course, if a fire does start, if your fry pan is on fire, for example, place the lid of the fry pan, a wet tea towel, doubled over, or another large flat object like a chopping board or an oven tray over the pan to starve the fire of oxygen. Turn the oven off or the ring off or the element off. Never, ever throw water onto a fry pan that is on fire. And never, ever attempt to carry a burning fry pan outside. There have been occasions when people have tried to do this and we have found them badly and seriously burnt from spilt oil or fat or whatever is in the pan and major damage to the home. So if you have a fire in your oven, for example, try to turn off the power or gas either at the stove or at the mains. Do not open the oven door. Close it, leave it closed. All right, preventing scalds. Another big danger in the kitchen is scalds. Burns that are caused by burning water, boiling water. Keep children out of the kitchen or cooking areas when you're cooking or preparing meals. It's a good safety thing, unless you're prepared to watch them closely and educate them. Keep kettles, jugs and teapots away from the edge of benches and tables. The handle is an easy lever to be tipping the pot or kettle or stuff over. And the same thing goes for the saucepans, and make sure they're not sticking out over the side that can be reached. Use the elements or hot plates at the back of the stove if it's possible. That way children are not able to get to the handles the same. And make sure that all upright stoves are securely fastened to the wall and you keep the oven doors closed, except when you're grilling as per the manufacturer's instructions. Now, why do we ask that the stoves be hooked up to the wall or fastened to the wall? Is because in earthquakes they do move and they can cause an issue of blocking means of getting out of the building in a safe way. And, of course, in a fire, you're probably going to be scared and disorientated. You're going to have toxic smoke, might make it hard to breathe, and see clearly through in your building. Now, you're only going to have about 1 to 2 minutes from the sounding of the smoke alarm to when your life is seriously threatened by fire or smoke. Now, you can get smoke alarms, sorry, heat detectors, that you can put in your kitchens. They operate on heat. They fire off and do a similar job to your smoke detection, but they will give you an early warning in that area, and they can be suitable for garages as well. And that's why it's essential you have these devices fitted and to have an escape plan in place to practice it regularly and to know how to get to a safety quickly. Now we're going to have a short break and listen to some messages from our station. Then we're going to come back and we'll talk about escape plans.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on NPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for NPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
And it's welcome back to the Firewise program with Murray Kidd and Fire and Emergency New Zealand. Now, we're talking about safety in your home and making plans, and one of them is making an escape plan. Now, you need to start by getting together everyone who lives in the house, walk through each room and identify the ways to get out, or the exits if you want to be technical. Go outside, find a safe spot away from the house where you can be, where you can have your safe meeting area or place, and that's where everyone will hopefully gather in the event of a fire. And a landmark, maybe a letterbox, or a special tree is probably the best. Now, in your walk through, you need to identify a primary escape route out of every room. Then you need to pick a secondary route in case the first one is blocked by fire. So check there's a safe way to reach the ground from the upper floors also. Make sure there's at least two ways out of every room and that doors and windows can be opened easily. Now, if you have small children, sit them down with a pen and paper and actually make a map of your home and have them draw escape plans from the bedroom and memorize the quickest way out of the house. Now, if you have an upstairs level and you're not sure how you're going to get out of there, yeah, sometimes it's a long way down. There are escape ladders available that will slip over the windowsill that you can use to get down like a ship's ladder. All right, first of all, you've got to open the window. So if you do have security issues on your window or security catches, you may need to design how you're going to get out of those, whether it's breaking the window or having some means of quick release. So make sure you've got all those ideas together. And then once you've got that together, you can start making your escape plan. Now, after you've made your escape plan, of course, it's a good idea to make sure your house is fire safe. So you remember to make sure you've got those smoke alarms working, of course. No use having an escape plan if you haven't got a warning system. So a working smoke alarm is your warning system. You need to be able to get out of the building. So if you, most places today have deadlocks, for those of you who do, make sure if you've got deadlocks, keep the key in the deadlock at all times when you are at home, particularly on the inside. By putting it on the outside, of course, you're just inviting trouble, aren't you? So make sure you keep your keys in the deadlocks at all times. This assists when anybody who's in the property is trying to get out knows exactly where the key is. It's not hanging on the hook somewhere along the wall, or in case you knock it off, it's not sitting on the floor somewhere where you can't find it. So you need to now practice your escape plan that you've got all set up and ready to roll. Now, everyone needs to understand the escape plan and they need to practice escaping from each room using the two exits. Now, most fires, of course, remember, start in the kitchen, 1 and 4. The bedrooms, all right, it's 1 and 8. And lounges and family rooms, 1 and 6. So there's not a hang of a lot of difference there. So make sure your family do practice escaping from those rooms every 3 to 6 months. You might do it on a rota system. So make sure that everyone knows the sound of the smoke alarm and what to do if a fire occurs. And of course, once you're out, get out, stay out. Don't go back in. Now remember, if you'd like some more information on fire safety, don't hesitate. Call us on 0800 73 4466. That's 0800 region or 0800 73 4466. Or you can visit the Fire and Emergency New Zealand website at fireandemergency.nz. Now, the Fire and Emergency website does have a lot of information on fire safety in your home and fire safety tips covering a large group of topics. Right, now we're going to have a short break and listen to a piece of music again from Johnny Cash. And this one is called All Over Again.
Every time I look at you, I fall in love. All over again. Every time I think of you, it all begins. All over again. One little dream at night and I can dream all day. It only takes a memory to thrill me. One little kiss from you and I just fly away. Pour me out your love until you fill me. I want to fall in love beginning from the start. All over again. Show me how you stole away my heart. All over again. One little dream at night and I can dream all day. It only takes a memory to thrill me. One little kiss from you and I just fly away. Pour me out your love until you fill me. I want to fall in love beginning from the start. All over again. Show me how you stole away my heart. All over again. All over again. All over again.
And Johnny Cash from the Essentials Johnny Cash album, All Over Again. And we'll have another track from Johnny Cash shortly to go through for another piece of music, some good music, we hope. Now, if you remember, if you're wanting more information on fire safety, call us on 0800 734 466. Or you can visit the Fire and Emergency website at www.fireandemergency.nz. Okay, with the summer period coming soon, as well as the usual risks around a house, the outside, we need to start remembering some of the stuff inside and preparing for those holidays with family and friends. Caravans and sleepouts are a great fun, but they also carry a much greater risk of fire than the traditional home. So some tips that might help you keep you safe. Every caravan should be fitted with long-life photoelectric smoke alarms. So should the boat. So should your batch or your holiday home. And of course, you should never leave children alone in your caravan, tents or boats and making sure that you keep matches and lighters out of the reach. So it's no different than what we've been talking about before. Have a fire extinguisher or fire blanket near the fire exit and make sure you know how to use it. And adequate people can use them. Older people in particular. But always ensure there is adequate ventilation also in your property, in your home, and whether it be the batch, the caravan or whatever, they all need to have ventilation. And make sure you use proper lighting units or torches. Don't use candles because candles may start a fire. And we've had numerous occasions where people have used candles and unfortunately, because of what they've used to store the candle in while they're using it, it has not been the best of practices. So preferably, don't use candles as they could start a fire. They are sort of designed for maybe the emergency illumination should you need it or for a celebratory occasion. Use fixed heaters only. And preferably make sure that the furniture and fittings are at least a metre away from the heaters. And oil column heaters or fan heaters with a cut-off switch are usually the safest. People are going away from some of the oil-fired heaters or oil column heaters because they're expensive to run. But yes, they still have the fan heaters with a cut-off switch. They are probably one of the safer ones. Now, for your appliances and stuff, you need to have them checked. Check your electrical appliances and for frayed cords. That's talking about heaters and portable appliances, of course, another damage. Caravans should also have your electrical warrant of fitness being current, and they need to be checked as they require. And, of course, caravans and sleepouts often use gas cylinders to fuel cooking or heating. And, of course, if you are using these, make sure you read the tips, or our tips on our site, on using gas cylinders safely to reduce the risk of fire. And always make sure that there is adequate ventilation when you're using gas cylinders in or near caravans or sleepouts. And don't forget, patio heaters are just that. They are patio heaters. They're not to be used internally inside the building. And because smoke alarms and sleepouts usually only have one door out and a few window openings, it's especially important to make sure you have working smoke alarms installed and that you're testing them regularly. Caravans and sleepouts are often small, so it might be necessary to install a smoke alarm near the cooking area. And to avoid those false alarms, use the silence feature to put the smoke alarm into a hold status when you're cooking. Press the button before you start cooking to silence the alarm for a preset period of time, somewhere between 8 and 15 minutes, depending on the brands, of course. If there is an issue with it and it does go off long before you have finished cooking, if you have them in your caravan or your boat or your sleep out, have them on Velcro that they can be pulled down away from cooking and then putting them back up immediately after you've finished cooking. No, I don't mean sitting down and having your meal first. I mean immediately you've finished cooking. Once you've finished your cooking, you've ventilated the place, whether it be by extraction fan or open window, then you need to put your smoke alarm back in place again so that you've got your protection. The smoke alarm battery and the fire extinguisher for the batch, the caravan and the tent all need to be checked, of course. They should be part of the top of your list if you're going away or planning to go away on holiday. And some of these longer weekends, now that daylight saving is here and it's a lot later, a lot lighter at night time, yes, a lot of people are doing that. And along with the barbecue and the caravan gas cylinder connections, they need to be checked as well right now. So, you know, being forward prepared makes a big help to you and other people. and particularly if you're going away, you're not rushing around at the last minute trying to get these things sorted, or you get there and find out, oh, darn, my gas cylinder is empty or the connection is leaking. How am I going to get this fitted now or fixed? Now, barbecues, they are potentially dangerous when they're used carelessly, of course, or when you're consuming excessive amounts of alcohol. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Cooking again. Yep. Now, treat your barbecue the same way you would a stove in your home. Don't drink and fry, and avoid leaving any cooking unattended. Now, make sure you regularly check and maintain any fittings and connections for your gas appliances. And use the soap bubble test to make sure there are no leaks. Leave plenty of clear space around the barbecue. Make sure there's no nearby debris that could catch fire. And of course, supervise any children at all times when you're using the barbecue. Just be careful of balls being thrown around that they're not close to or where you're cooking in the barbecue, because those things can very quickly cause an issue. And of course, you need to remove all the excess fat from the barbecue after each use. Now, what's the soap bubble test we're talking about? Okay, it's a test to make sure that the gas cylinder is secure and they're not leaking. All right, it's a matter of having some soap suds put into water so that you, and a spray bottle so you can actually spray it onto the joints where they are. And if it's leaking, you're going to find some bubbles there that'll pop out if it's leaking. Also, make sure that you turn your gas cylinder off when you're finished using it, of course, and have them serviced according to the manufacturer instructions. And, of course, store and install the cylinders in an upright position. And, of course, by checking all of these things now saves that last-minute rush to get all things together and be sure that you've got or provided a safe holiday environment for your family and friends. And there's a thing that song from Johnny Cash, and it's quite an interesting one. It's called 5 Feet High and Raising. Whilst it's about floods, don't forget it can happen about fires as well. So we need you to be prepared and get ready, just as Johnny talks about in or sings about in this tune.
How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
And yes, Johnny Cash and his 5 feet high and rising, an exceptionally important words of wisdom about keeping an eye on what is happening around you. So, why do we need an escape plan? Well, Johnny Cash just talked about that or sung about that, and he's 5 feet high and rising, talking about a flooding. So all of your family needs to understand the escape plan, and they need to practice escaping from each room in the house. Match, caravan, camper van, tent, by the two exits that you've got available. Now, most of our fires, because we're talking about fires, we're not talking about flooding. We don't want flooding in now. It's not that time of the year, hopefully. Now, most fires start in kitchens, 25%. Remember, we talked about that, 1 in 4. Bedrooms, 13%. And lounges and family rooms, around about 16%. So make sure your family practices escaping from these rooms every 3 to 6 months. And remember, you need to have working smoke alarms. No two ways out of every room if possible. And make sure that doors and windows needed for escape are clear and easy to open, and that there is a safe way to reach the ground from any upper floor. And we talked about those escape ladders available to hang over your windowsill. Keep keys and deadlocks at all times when you're inside at home, and have an outside meeting place such as a letterbox or a special tree. Excuse me. Make special plans for young children and older people. And remember, once you're out, stay out. Now, there are many different types of alarms for different locations within the home. Incorrectly located smoke alarms can cause nuisance alarms. All right, for optimum smoke detection, long-life photoelectric smoke alarms should be installed in every bedroom, living area, and hallway in the house, and on every level. However, it's not always practical. This is why we suggest that, at an absolute minimum, that long-life photoelectric smoke alarms should be installed in the hallway closest to the bedrooms, within 3 meters, and should be supplemented with other alarms as soon as circumstances permit. Only you can make the difference. So come on, guys, get Firewise. Now we're going to listen to the last tune today from Johnny Cash, and because it's coming up, or getting better, and spring's moving in, let's think about the Orange Blossom Fest special.
Look yonder, coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder, coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back.
Talk about a ramblin', She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a trap. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special rolling down the seaboard line.
And that was the Orange Blossom Festival, or Orange Blossom, yep, a special from Johnny Cash. Quite a popular tune in its day, and I think it still is. And it is therefore, now we've done all that music and stuff, let's have a listen, just sign off a bit. It's important that you check the website, www.checkitsallright.nz, or ring 0800 658 or 628 to establish the current fire season statuses, because things are drying out there quite rapidly. Remember that all fire permits are now handled by Fire and Emergency New Zealand for both urban and rural. You need to contact us on those numbers or look at that website. Now, we'll be back again soon, and if you would like some more information on fire safety, call us on 0800 734466, and we will provide some support and get someone to assist you with it. You've been listening to the Firewise program, brought to you by members of the Fire and Emergency New Zealand on your local Manawatū People's Radio. Murray Kidd signing off for today.